Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. Today's show is about the power of purple. Purple is highly spiritual and traditional, connected to mysticism, inspiration, wisdom, idealism, purification, success, peace, and power. Purple aids meditation, sensitivity, and higher psychic talents, as well as connecting to idealism, ambition, power, success, and household protection. Healing properties include the treatment of allergies, sleep disorders, and stress-related disorders. The traditionally purple stone amethyst is used as a dream stone and to help insomnia. Put an amethyst under your pillow to bring about pleasant dreams, or rub it across your forehead to offer relief from a headache. Amethyst is used for problems in the blood and in breathing problems. Amethyst crystal clusters are used to keep the air and life force in the home clean and positive. By setting the proper atmosphere, candles and crystals are used to help increase manifesting power or to influence a particular power. Color is very important when performing rituals because each color emits a particular vibration and attracts certain influences. Please remember that color is another tool, and you need to choose what works best for you in your workings. If you do not have the color mentioned for a particular need, allow your intuition to guide you in choosing one for your purpose. Remember, you have not reached us by mistake. This show is about you. If you need manifesting guidance, give us a call. This is a US Skype number. So grab a drink or make your tea, sit back and enjoy the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Hello, friends and lovers. This is Nunu, and I hope that you all have your tea and your comfy space. I know I do. If you're tuning in for the first time, I'd like to say welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. And if you are a return listener, welcome back. Today's show is about the power found in purple. Manifesting with purple is wonderful when you're needing insight, foresight, and clarity on a situation. And burning purple candles helps to bring out your wisdom, period. So sometimes it's nice to just burn a purple candle or wear purple or an amethyst. Anyhow, as Bill said before, you have not reached us by mistake. So if you have any questions in regards to your own personal manifesting, or if you just have any questions, period, you know, we do readings here, give us a call. That number is a United States Skype number. If you are calling internationally, if you use your Skype, that number is free. The number is 347-215-8421. And I'm being told that we do have quite a few people in the queue, so I think we'll start taking a call now. The first caller is coming to us from area code 720. 720, this is Nunu. Can I have your name and your birthday?
Hi, Nunu. Hi. This is Ivatar.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing really well. Could I have your birthday, dear?
5853.
Okay, and how did you spell your name?
IBBATAR.
Okay, all right. Well, like I said, Ivatar, it's wonderful to be able to speak with you, but why don't you just sit back and share a question with us today?
Okay, yeah, my question is about manifestation. I'm in the process of manifesting a new home and a new business. So that's what my question is about.
Okay, this is wonderful. This is actually really awesome. What I want to do here is, and we're actually doing this topic next week about life cycles, but what I do want to do for you, Ivatar, is I want to see where your life cycle is now, kind of throw some things at you from the past just to make sure that we're, you know, we are up to date together. Because one of the things that's really awesome about manifesting is when you are focusing on the cycle that you're in, there's usually no way you can go wrong. And everything you're doing right now is very similar. It's very similar, even though it's two separate things. It's still coming from the same source. It's still coming from the same place. Hold on just a moment.
Similar like in what?
Well, I'm actually about to show you. Sweetie. Okay, all right. So what we're looking at here, and this is actually pretty awesome, we're looking at a life cycle that is about the Empress. And that's actually what I was hoping would show up. The Empress represents a part of a woman that is a mom, a wife, a homeowner, a business owner. If someone happens to work in healthcare, home healthcare, someone who does anything that involves things that would entail caring for people in the setting of their home. And so the type of business that you're wanting to do, what type of business are you trying to begin?
Holistic health. Healing.
So it's perfect. It's perfect. Seriously, this is perfect. And with your home, if you try to manifest a home, of course, the Empress is you and your empire, the woman in her house. You know what I mean? So you're in a great life cycle. Also, life cycles roughly transit between July and July. It's just like summer to summer, basically. And so you've just started. So this is perfect. Seriously, you're right on target. Yeah. So what we're needing you to do is, you've got purple which is good. We've been talking about this because adding purple to your manifesting ritual is good because it's gonna impart you with the wisdom that you need and your insight, your foresight, and your clarity on a situation. So you'll know when to move, when to make a move and when not to, who to trust and who not to, that sort of thing. And you want to add orange in there because orange is, of course, the color of magnetism. It draws things to you. And, of course, you want to throw some green in there too, right? Because, of course, what can we do when it comes to creating empires if we don't have green, if we don't have the green? So those three colors are really good. If you want to throw brown in there too, brown is very good because it helps to diffuse confusion. And so with that being said, you've got a way of creating a nice little cocktail. And, you know, pick a time period in which you want to burn all four, one of each. Thursdays is good for green, you know, if you just want to burn green on its own. But what I want to do here is see with your manifesting, you know, now remember, it's kind of hard to read timing when it comes to spiritual things because prayer,
right,
meditation,
yeah,
manifesting is something that is, it's all in a different plane than where we are right here. But
right,
what we are going to do is we're just going to kind of see how things kind of take form so you can see, you'll have a little bit on you so you can see, you know, how these things will start to unfold. And remember, you're starting this in a great time, a wonderful time. So if you would, bear with me just a moment. And let's look and see how things seem to unfold for you, you know, just as much as we can judge. But this is really, like I said, this is awesome. I'm so excited for you, Ivatar. I really am. Let's see.
Thank you.
Okay, so there is something that it looks like you should have soon. Because what I've done is I've just kind of recast this out there, and your Empress shows up kind of fast. So remember, this is not going to necessarily be accurate timing, but it says once you've cleared up your justice, which could be legal things, or if there's anything that's out of sync that you have to, you know, bring up to par, then you've got your Empress in play, which to me is probably about your home. Are you thinking about doing your business from your home?
Well, not exactly from the home, but like maybe some property near it that would be still attached. Well, not necessarily attached, but not, you know, like a, not in the physical home, but on the same property, though.
Okay. Okay. I understand. I understand
property.
What you mean. Right. Right. And then a few phases later, it says material gain or things that have become concrete. So it's just about getting, I believe it's about, you know, getting the box, so to speak. And then a little while after that, you know, you're rolling, you're underway. So remember, our timing is going to be a little bit off just because of, you know, the fact that we're manifesting. But once you have, and it does look like you will have your home or your house or your, you know, whatever it is that you'll be, wherever it is that you'll be staying, a few phases later, we've got things really rolling your way. And then, of course, remember, you're just going to have to make this a part of what you do. I spoke to a client of mine yesterday, and she said, I've been manifesting for a month now, and I'm like, you have to make this a part of who you are. It's not a get-rich scheme, you know what I mean? It's about changing your energy so that we can start getting the wheel rolling in the direction that you really need to go. So when you actually have everything put together, which we know is going to happen because it's, you know, it's the right time for it to happen, then you can start, you know, cleaning your space up and drawing people to you and making a clear path for people to find you. And that's when the fun starts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's been so nice talking to you. So nice talking to you. And I'm really, really excited. Before I do let you go, though, is there anything that I have not touched on that you do need help with?
Well, I was the orange. I wasn't really clear about the colors. Now, are these just the candles, or these it can be like colors just period with clothing?
Well, you can use candles. You can use candles, which a lot of people do, because you know the candles do help kind of draw from you and put it into your work. If colors are something that you're looking to do as well, you can, you know, surround yourself in the right colors. Like if you, when you're going to the bank, that sort of thing, putting on something that's orange or like a burnt orange color, something that's very rich, that's going to draw people to you and have people seeing you in a certain way. You know, purple and orange actually are really, 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 really pretty together. Those are kind of Mardi Gras colors, and green as well.
Yeah.
You know, putting those colors together in some way, I think it would be really good for you too. Very good for you. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask a question about the business. Will I just be doing this by myself, or will I have, like, someone else alongside me that's helping me in the area?
Hold on just a moment. Let's see. I want to know if Ivatar is going to have a partner or just anyone alongside her helping. Let's see. Okay. Right now, it looks like this is something that you're kind of doing on your own. And after a while, it does look like you will have people, but it doesn't seem like that you'll have someone necessarily permanent. So, like, let's say that you had a couple of people that wanted to, you know, kind of help you out or wanted to do something, you know, bring people to you or if you needed to go somewhere, but you needed somebody to come in, that sort of thing. It looks like you may have some part-time sort of people or just some people that help you occasionally, but it looks like it's primarily you for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of picking up on too, but I know that with the healing aspect, I was told that I was going to let the, not necessarily working with me, but we'll be kind of working in conjunction with, you know, each other in terms of the healing aspect of it. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I think that one of the issues that was there was it's a trust issue, and it's not necessarily that you're not trusting anyone. It's just that I think that you have to make sure that the source that people are attached to or something that is something that works for you. You know,
yes,
I see you as someone that takes place. I mean, you're very serious. I mean, a lot of people, of course, when they're healers are serious, but you're actually attached to a source of something, and you need to have someone that's actually coming from the same core as you are.
That's true. That is so true. That is so very, very true.
Yeah.
So thank
you. Okay,
so
my
very
dear.
Much.
Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Okay, dear?
Okay.
Have a great day.
I'll keep you posted.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. You too.
All right, friends. We have a caller from 857. 857, this is Nunu. Could I have your name and your birthday?
Hi, Nunu. My name is Linda. My date of birth is 1/30/78.
Okay. Well, Linda, it's very nice to be able to speak with you today. But why don't you just sit back and share your question with me?
I had a question regarding my femininity, in a sense that I wanted to know why does my feminine strength intimidate men, and how come I have such a tough time with women?
Okay. All right. Let me.
I don't mean women in the romantic sense. I mean like making friends.
I understand.
You know, yeah, that type of camaraderie.
Okay, hold on just a moment, dear. Let me look at something here. All right. If you would, I'm going to actually look at you astrologically really quickly. You said that you are January the 30th.
Right.
And 1978.
Right.
And I'm not so much concerned about the time you were born, but if you don't mind, where were you born?
I was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. So we've got... Okay, hold on just a moment, dear. Let's see where you are. Do you feel like you're a pretty good leader, and do you try to hide that?
Yes.
Okay.
yes.
Yeah. It looks like you try to squash that down, but sometimes it just comes out, and you can really get people to act up if you need to. let's see. Hold on just a moment. Let me look at your houses. Yeah, this is where I think it is, right here. The way that you talk with people, the way you connect. See, the way we communicate with people and the way we reason is kind of a cheat sheet to how people are around each other. And the thing is, let me show you something. You actually are trying to mute yourself a lot, and I think it's because you're aware that you know, you do have this, and I'm going to say your darker side, but it's actually not a dark side. It's just the part of you, like I said, that you're trying to lay down low is actually in Leo. And so Leo is going to, it's going to sneak out. I'm just going to put it that way. It's going to sneak out. Your moon is in Leo, and it's going to come out. And so I can
actually
see why
it's
very...
My moon is in Libra.
Well, I'm looking at something that says your moon's in Leo,
okay. But
it does, but your Libra, you do have Libra in, hold on, just let me see where is Libra when I'm looking here at it. And so you may want to look at this yourself just at some point, but it does say you have Libra on the cusp of your first house. Let me see where else Libra, and I think when I was looking in here, that's the only place Libra really was. And let me tell you something too. If your moon was in Libra, well, you've got Libra, and you have Libra in your 12th house cusp, but it's on the cusp. But if you did have, but I mean, you know, just I want you to be able to see it for yourself, just because I don't want to just sound like I'm coming out of left field here.
Okay.
But
okay.
With your moon in Leo, it actually makes sense. Just like if your moon was in Aries, it would make sense too. Why people are very intimidated by you, but people are usually not very intimidated by Libras because Libra is a balance. It's a scale of balance. And your moon side, roughly translated, because I'm just kind of doing a crash course in astrology here with you.
Okay.
Your moon is the part of you that you try to hide from people, but no matter what, it keeps coming out. And so where some people may see you as being theatrical or overly expressive or maybe even forceful, it's just something that, I mean, because you just get it out. You know what I'm saying? You put it out there with, and I know that you're trying to mute it because everyone tries to mute their darker side, but they just can't help it. I mean, I know a woman whose moon is in Scorpio, and no matter how much pink she wears and how many bows, she still is she still looks like she's, because she's got big boobies and a big behind, she still kind of looks, you know, no matter how innocent she tries to make it, she's still very sexy. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I think that, like I said, astrologically, it looks like it's because of where your moon is placed. And your Mercury, which is how you actually, and your Mercury is also in the same house as this as well. And your Mercury is in Capricorn. And Capricorns have very analytical minds, and they're very able to grasp ideas pretty easily. And with that in your Mercury, the way that you process and the way that you talk to people and where your ideas go, where you are, where your mentality is, I mean, you just really, no matter how hard you try to hide it, you just really are trumping people constantly with just with everything. So I think that I don't think there's anything that you can necessarily do about this, because you cannot, and I know you've heard that quote that says that you cannot stifle yourself to make other people feel better. You just can't do that. You cannot make yourself small to make other people bigger. But you've just got to keep pushing higher so that you are meeting people that are able to play chess with you, you know, because that's, if you look at life that way. Am I making sense without having to over-explain it? You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, you're making
okay.
You're making sense, but this is the problem with that, is that
okay.
In relationships with men, with mm-hmm. with very manly men, men who need to be, you know, who have been, it's kind of hard for me to play the sensual manipulation game, because I'm very, what you see is what you get.
Right.
I'm very loving, I'm very nurturing, but if I feel like I'm being not heard and not respected, then I go into combat mode. But all that does is create conflict.
Right.
So I'm just trying to figure out, like, I know that I have been toning me down. I've always toned me down for as long as I can remember, because my personality has always been a problem for people. I don't want to tone it down. I can't tone it down anymore. I'm stuffing, and I feel like a volcano. I just can't do it anymore.
Right.
But it's
right.
hard making relationships with, like, women. Like, it's lonely being, you know, I'm a girly girl, but I'm also very, like, masculine. Like, there's that masculine energy, and I think it throws people off, because I think sometimes I hide that part of me, so I come off very, you know, passive, agreeable, until I need to assert myself, then everybody has a problem.
Right. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you, and you know what, even your version of being passive is somebody else's version of aggression. I mean, it's your version of passive, but it's not really, you know what I mean? But one of the things that I think you should probably do, and I think this is really going to help you, because every relationship has to be individualized, okay? I think that the next time you meet someone, we got to do a reading, and we need to look at your chart. Not map your charts out together, but look at your chart by itself, look at his chart by itself, and then we can kind of, we got some cheat sheets. Like, I always tell people, if we can just, I mean, we don't really need to pay much attention to necessarily where Mars and where those other planets are, but we want to see where your Venus is, because that's how you deal with love. And where your Mercury is, because that's how people process information, and move it on up that way, and kind of see how you can, you know, just what you're really dealing with, and then when you actually bring it into the arena, you can see what you're real, you can see who you're really dealing with. And remember, men in general, when, you know, remember, women can run companies and countries and write checks and feed people and fry it up in the pan, however that song went. But when it comes to boys and girls, they have to be allowed to be boys, and we have to be girls, or they're just going to feel like they're being bulldozed. And no man is ever going to fall for an ultimatum. No man is and even if you know that what he's doing isn't necessarily right, I'm not trying to say just throw him out the window because it's just no good, but we've just got to figure out a way for you to be able to say, you know, I want to surrender to this relationship. I just have to know that you have my future in mind, to see how he can get it on track without feeling like you're saying, give it to me or else you're going to die, or, you know, just however somebody may be hearing it. And you think you're saying the nicest stuff in the world, but he's hearing, you know, you know what I mean?
Can
so,
you repeat what you just said? Like, I want to surrender, but what was the other piece?
I want to surrender to this relationship. I just need to know that you have my future in mind. And remember, men have about 2 minutes and 10 words, and they're not listening anymore.
Right.
So you know, it's a tough one. It really is a tough one. But like I said, sweetie, we got to just basically look at each relationship on its own and see what you're dealing with, so you'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And you can still be you. You just have to know, you know, just when things start when somebody is acting a certain way or when they're feeling a certain way, when you've just got to pull back and let them roll back in, you know.
Well,
and
I'm actually in a relationship, mm-hmm. and I've been in this relationship for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I'm doing the sweet, nurturing, feminine, be ladylike, I'll let you take the lead, and then I feel like it's just not good enough, or it's not what he had in mind, or it was, I don't know, or maybe it's just him. I don't know. So that's why I'm asking.
I'm going to see what our guides have to say about this too. But, you know, you got to remember that most of us really don't have any idea what we're doing when
right.
we're in a relationship. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're just playing it by ear. There was an old Star Trek episode. And in that episode, there was an entity that beamed the people onto the planet. And when they came onto the planet, they were in this huge, gigantic banquet hall. And it was filled with every kind of food you could ever imagine. But when they sat down to eat the food, it tasted like cardboard. Now, this entity that was kind of like a creator entity that could make anything, for who he was actually a child. He was millions of years to these other people, but for his race of beings, he was a child, okay?
Okay.
So he had never had food, so all he could do was see your memories, but he didn't know how to put the taste in there. So when it comes to relationships, we all know that we're supposed to like somebody. We all know that we're supposed to be able to get along. But when it comes to the middle, a lot of us are so busy trying to jump to see the end. We're going to get married, and that's what people think the end is for some reason. But then you got to be married. So many people are so busy living in the future that when they look back, there's all this middle that they have no idea what to do with. So what we've really got to do is remember that all we have is time, and we got to take it piece by piece by piece by piece, step by step by step. And so in your process, you're getting to know this guy, and you're realizing that there's things about him that you don't like, but if you're going to be in the relationship, you've got to love him bones and all, you know? So, but what I want to do is, and, you know, we do have other callers, so I'm just going to do this real quickly because I think this is going to help you too. I want to see what our guide, what he looks like to our guide, and then I want to see what you look like to our guide so you can kind of see, you know, the character that you're kind of playing with right now so
right.
that you'll know, you know, you'll see how serious he is about things so that you can kind of know what to do next, okay? Because I don't think that this is a relationship that has to be thrown away. I just think that this is part of your process to getting to the other side. Now, okay. And it does look like you guys are going through extreme changes because that's what this whole thing is called. It's called extreme changes. And you have so many layers, and we really should have a lot of layers. But basically what our guides are doing is they're comparing you guys in a way. You both show up as a king and queen of coins, which is perfect. You're both right side up. So essentially we know that you guys are pretty honest with each other and you want the same thing. Now, in your secondary layer, he shows up as somebody who doesn't have a clear vision of the future, but he's willing to work on it. And you show up as somebody with primary belief, which is, you know, and I'm just kind of making this very basic. When
That's
you
okay.
were a kid, you wanted to, when you were nine, you maybe wanted to, you know, do this, this, and this with your life, and you're still holding on to those beliefs. But your sword, you're the queen of swords, and you're upside down, which is saying that you're kind of madly attached to your primary belief.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not letting go of what it is that you've always wanted. And remember, he has no idea. He's just willing to fight for it, or not fight for it, but willing to work on it, okay?
Okay.
And but remember, he doesn't have a clear vision of anything. He's just getting together every day, just doing it, one foot in front of the other. And then finally, your third layer, because you guys both show up here with three layers, you show up as the upside down Queen of Cups, which does mean when our cups are upside down, it can mean self-indulgence. It can also mean that you do, I mean, you can just, you know, you can throw down the gauntlet when it's time. But it also means that you can withhold emotions when you're really pissed off. And his, in that part, in that layer where it should be about emotions, it says he's a seeker of truth. So it, and that means that whenever you're pissed, he goes and talks to other people about what should I do.
Yes.
And
he's getting,
and I'm pretty sure it's ticking you off. I'm pretty sure it's ticking you off because everybody, all his friends and family know what's up. And you're going, so why does everybody know about me?
Right. Yes. You're bringing outside people into our business, and everybody knows but me.
Right. And so that's what you're dealing with. Oh, no, I'm pretty sure she does. I'm pretty sure she does know. You know, I'm pretty sure she does. I'm pretty sure she cannot stand you. And the thing is, she doesn't even hardly know you. And it's really frustrating for somebody who doesn't know you to have any say in anything that has to do with your life, period. You don't want to get me going on that. So, but anyway, you've got a basic understanding of what's happening. But if you want to, you know, we're here every Tuesday. You can add me to Twitter or Facebook at Psychic Nunu and just let me know how you're doing. Okay, Linda?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Nunu. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Okay.
Can I still listen to the show?
Oh, yeah, I'll keep you on hold. I'll keep you on hold. Okay. All right, everybody. We do have more callers. When we come back from this brief break, we're going to be talking to area code 317. We're also going to be talking to Cat Bray. If anybody else needs to call in, remember the number is 347-215-8421. This is a Skype call if you want to use your Skype and call in free. And remember, this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. I wanted to have a radio show for a while, and a few nights after we decided to start a Blog Talk radio show, I had a dream that Bill and I were just floating freely in space. We had on no suits. We were just floating, trying to find our way back home. When we saw Earth, it was either blown up or rotting out. All the continents were and land masses were just floating unattached, and all the water was gone. In this dream, we had landed on the planet with the goal in mind to just kind of fit back in. And I remember a little bit about us trying to hide in a barn or being hidden in a barn because the people that had a pretty much healthy appearance were targets. And then we soon realized the people on Earth were just not the same anymore. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu, and I am here to help you see. Today's show is about the power of purple, the manifesting power, just the power that it has to help us achieve the things that we'd like to achieve, to give us insight, to give us foresight, to give us clarity. The lines are open. The number to call is 347-215-8421. We do have a caller from area code 317. 317, this is Nunu. Can I have your name and your birth date?
Hi, Nunu. This is Jamie. My birth date is 12371.
Okay. Didn't we speak last week?
We did, and I wanted to give you a confirmation. You floored me.
Okay.
Basically, we were talking about a traveling job I was going to take, and you had said to me before I hung up that you did not want me to settle on the amount of money. You were worried about that, and I thought, I'm not settling on any money. And the next day, they start throwing money at me, like dollars, and I, you know, telling me, what amount do you want? And I was like, oh, my gosh, Nunu was right. They are going to start throwing money at me. So that was really cool, and I'm calling back to find out what you see as far as now, you know, once I started playing that role with them, they kind of gave me a low number, and this is supposed to be a good-paying job.
Right.
And I started talking to a second traveling company, and they gave me a lower number, and now I've got a third one calling me. So
okay.
I want you to see.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on just a moment. I'm going to try something. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Remember, just relax and just breathe. Okay, let's see. Okay. All right. I want to toss some numbers out at you because I want to make sure of something.
Okay.
Now, did one place offer you about 44?
You know what? This is the thing about it, okay? It's almost like you're buying a car.
Right.
Get thrown a dollar amount, and then they say, well, this amount is tax-free, and then we pay your rent.
Right. So, I actually was going to go into that because what it looks like is that there's some place that's trying to give you money, and they're also trying to pay you something else, and then they also are wanting you to do something else. And then, I mean, I know that sounds crazy with me going in and then something else and then something else and then something else.
It's
like they want to pay for your living, and then there's some other stuff that you're supposed to pay for, and then they're saying later on they'll give you money.
Right, and they keep, every one of them keeps bringing up this, well, this amount is tax-free. And then the second one called me and they said, we'll work with you on any amount of money that you're offered. And they give me this low-ball number of mileage. They just give me a flat rate of mileage instead of, you know, per mile, cents per mile. And so I go and I look it up, and it's actually like, as far as the government and all that stuff and taxes and things like that with the IRS, they're supposed to pay you a certain amount. And she's like, well, I've never heard of that. I had to copy and paste the actual website. Like, lady, you can't give me a flat number. That's not going to work.
Right, right. Well, 40, I know that there's
44 I don't know.
Is a number, is one of the numbers that's coming out. And then I have a 10 variation. So what that means is that, And there's just only one place that I've only laid out cards for one place right now. But my question was, give me the numbers of the best place that's gonna pay her the best money. That was my question for our guys. And they said for you to still explore. And it says that there's a 10 variation, which basically means this to me. To me, it sounds like we're being told that, okay, let's say that a place is going to say, we're going to pay your rent. Mm-hmm. And then if you have food, which of course they're going to tell you, you can write off. And then,
and then
your, you know, your travel expenses and stuff, which of course they're probably going to say they'll pay you mileage. Or if there's something else that you have to do, they'll probably say they'll see if maybe they can reimburse you for that, you know, maybe. And then it looks like you have the, like maybe a $10,000, thing where maybe you could say, well, I really want $54,000 or whatever it is that you can work with. It looks like that's something that they'll work with, you know, because, I mean, you know, if it to me, it sort of seems like they're trying to pay you hourly, doesn't it?
It does. And they're trying to throw in all this tax stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm dealing with a car salesman. Not that that's bad. I'm just saying, you know, when you try to buy a car, it's always, well, this number, but you have to understand I put this in there and I took this off. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm not buying a car, you know.
Right, right. So, but like I said, there's one that, you know, if now – I guess my best advice for you is think about if they're paying for your rent, which you don't have to pay. And, you know, just think about what you're not going to have to take care of anymore. And then look at the dollar amount. And since apparently, are you working as a contractor? So basically you have to pay your own taxes?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
There are some that are like that, but I won't apply for those jobs.
Okay. So if that's the case, then 44 or 54 with everything else being taken care of may not be so bad to you because it means you can cover up some holes.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing I don't want to do is get too – this is the thing I'm reading, you know, it's in healthcare, so I keep reading about different people that have done some similar things as I'm going to do. And there's some of these jobs where you go and you work, and then some of these places will find you a place to work, and then they'll be like, we don't have any jobs. You're stuck in a state. So
right.
I want to make sure also, even though the money may be good, that it's a good place, you know, that it's going to be comfy.
Okay. Well, let's make sure of, now remember, I just want to kind of focus on the one place.
Okay.
You know, the main place that we were talking about originally, because I think that's probably what we're being tossed out. And we're just going to see if this is actually a place that's going to consistently find you work. But remember, as long as you take care of people, you'll always have work. I keep, you know, trying to remind people of that. There's some jobs that you have to really, you know, try to ruffle it up. And your first reading was really, really, really positive, and that's always going to be your most accurate. And now that you're finding out some other things, I mean, I think that it may have kind of knocked the wind out of your sails a little bit, but it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not necessarily, you know, you're not doing the dream amount. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes, and I just don't want to be a miser, you know?
Right, I know what you mean. Well, honestly, it says whoever runs this place or whoever it is that's there's a Queen of Swords here. It says she's got success sitting next to her. And let me see. And then we talked about you having time off in the winter because it looks like you have a little bit of that.
Yeah, wow. They are so on it, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you go back in, and then you go, but yeah, I mean, seriously, this doesn't look bad. It looks like you always have something. It actually says, I actually have the Seven of Cups, which is basically, this place actually looks like the kind of place that may need to turn people down periodically. The Seven of Cups represents burdens that we choose to carry and ones that we choose not to. So if they actually have a heavy load, this is really good for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to be really nice and not run myself out of a job. Because I'm getting mad. I'm like, I don't want to get mad at you people, but you're making me really confused. And
I think they're confusing you because they're doing this percentage stuff, and they're just not saying, look, this is how much money you're basically going to make, and then we're going to pay this, and then we're going to pay this, and then we'll also give you this. They're saying this is tax free, and this over here. If you climb the mountain and you jump through this hoop, and you'll be able to get your food over here. And, and it's just like, just talk to me.
Yes, give me a base. Well, because I have a traveling friend, and she gave me a base of what she makes, and they offered me half. And I was like, oh, no, this is not going to work fun. This is not going to be fun.
The thing is, I knew a woman that did the traveling nurse thing, and she was loaded. She took care of her grown children. You know what I mean? So I don't know how much money she made. So maybe it just seemed like she was loaded by comparison or something. So I think that you, do you think that has your friend worked for that place for a while?
That's how I met her. Actually, we're not nurses, but nurses make a lot of money. So
yeah.
I could say that. But, yes, I met her, it's probably been about a year ago, and she's been doing it for 3 years. So, I know she's seasoned, but
okay.
the thing about it is when I talked to one of the companies and I said, this is what my friend makes, she said, if you can get her contract, we will match that. She's the one I'm also arguing with about mileage, and it's like,
right.
Okay. You're not going to come through with mileage. I can't. And you read on these places, some of these nurses that have done this, you read on these places where these nurses have been promised all this stuff and the companies don't pull through.
Right, right. Well, it looks like it's going to be okay. It really does.
Good.
So just get some figures and then let me know, and then we'll just kind of see. And if you don't want to throw this stuff around on air, remember you can contact me through Facebook or Twitter. It's Psychic Nunu, okay?
Okay, I will do that. And so this is the first place we read, is that correct?
I think so. I believe so.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I do. I believe that's the one. Because I think that's the one that we're really looking at, because that's the one that you've been,
that's
the one you've been really thinking about.
Yes,
so
that's the one I've been working on.
Say.
And
yes.
That one keeps popping up. And I just wanted to say, you are so accurate. So
thank you
people
very
really
much.
need to come for your reading. So thank you,
thank
so,
you so much.
Much
Jamie.
Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kat, this
yeah.
is me.
Hi. I didn't hear you, but I heard the, like you.
You there, sweetie?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can now. Your voice was going out just a tad bit, so it's really so nice. And it might be your Skype, but
yeah.
It's really, really so nice to be able to talk to you this afternoon. But why don't you share your birth date and then throw your question out to us?
Okay, it's 12/13/53.
Okay, all right. Well, what's on your mind?
I guess I'd like to know about where I should go with my spirituality.
Where should Kat go with her spirituality?
It's
like a moment, dear. It's
like a new awakening.
I understand. I do.
I knew you knew.
I understand. I really do. I really do. Let me see what's going on with you and just kind of see the kind of things that are being cracked open for you, the eggs that are being cracked open for you these days. Hold on just a moment. And remember, just relax and breathe. All right, let's see. Interesting. So, let me see what's going on here. The Queen of Coins, you have your coin. And then, I want to kind of throw something out here to you. I actually want you to guide with me for just a moment, because I'm looking backwards to kind of just see what you've been going through, and it looks like you've been actually going through a lot. The past, and it shows up as two phases. And what I want to know from you is if this is years or months or possibly weeks. It says that you have been given a brand new coin, and that's kind of cryptic, right? But this coins in tarot represent values, ideas, stuff that we just, whatever's just really, really important to us. Okay, it's not always about money. But basically it says that you've been presented a coin. And it says that with that coin, you move forward. And it says that you have been kind of going through your history, just thinking about the past and where you've come from and where you are now. And it says that you're picking up your sword, so to speak, and it says that you're becoming a warrior for what's right, and so or what's correct, so to speak. Because when I say right, I don't want people to think that I'm necessarily saying right wing or just or any to get anything from it. It's just a warrior for what is correct. And with so many swords around you, which represents discipline. And it represents structure. Have you been getting into a particular, like, have you been getting into Buddhism, or is there a particular discipline that you have found yourself newly acquainted with? Because that
Reiki.
Coin, it's the Reiki. Okay.
I took Reiki 1 and 2.
Okay, and then when I move down a little bit further, your cups have come alive. And of course, the cups are going to be your emotional flow, your flow period. I mean, but of course, all of this stuff is taking you down a path to your high priestess. And we all have different points of high priestess stuff, so to speak. But the high priestess is just kind of like your version of what's going to be the biggest place for you. And I'm holding your high priestess, and next to you as the high priestess, it says that you're going to have, it looks like you're actually, and I'm moving quite far ahead, but it looks like you're going to have somebody that, this person is he shows up as like a student. It's like you'll be teaching, I believe, because you've got a student or a school, but attached to this man, and if I'm losing you, let me know, is a traveler card. So to me, this is not saying he's necessarily a traveler, but it looks like this is somebody who is going to be transient in your life, like someone who's coming through, gathering your knowledge, then moving forward to something bigger himself. So it kind of looks like you're going into a place of education yourself, because your discipline is getting greater. And what I mean by that is it looks like you're still learning. You're still learning. You're still learning. You're still learning. So and eventually it looks like you'll be teaching.
You know, I find that hard to believe, because I was a terrible student in high school. And
you don't think that practicing is an education in itself?
Yeah, I guess you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Because there's something about you that when your cups, because it said, remember, it says your cups are starting to flow, which means basically whether it's your metaphysical heart or just your heart itself really starts to open up. There's a lot of stuff. Remember, I'm talking in tarot speak when I say some of this stuff. There's the tradition actually looks like it starts changing in you, and your coin start to grow. Which actually, I mean, this the Reiki. Even if there's something that's going on with you, that you're such a natural healer that you start to create a new version of it, or there's something that you're able to do that no one else can do because it's genuinely your gift. You see what I mean?
Well, you know, I've heard that, and I would like to do that, whatever it is, because I'm not big. I mean, Reiki's fine, but I don't really want to do it when I, you know.
You don't really necessarily want to do the Reiki itself. Well, you know what? And I'm just tossing this out there to you because there's so many swords. The other day I was talking to a girl, and she was saying that she was doing something, and she showed up around a lot of swords. And I was just like, you know, it looks like you're doing gosh, why did it leave me? The needles.
Acupuncture?
Yeah, the acupuncture. So, I mean, have you considered that too?
No.
Okay. Well, just remember, I know that you don't necessarily feel like the greatest student in the world, but there's something about you that in your, because it looks like you'll be practicing, and it looks like at some point you'll be teaching yourself. And even though you may not want to necessarily teach, I mean, it just looks like this is something that's happening for you. I know that Reiki can be kind of painful, though, because, you know, if you don't know how to dump out, so to speak, or decompress from the day. And remember, we have to amp up the way that we decompress. If you're not doing it properly, then you yourself start to absorb the stuff that you're pulling out of people.
I would like to be like a channeler, or maybe I don't know how intense that would be.
Well, I can see that. See, the thing is, remember that once your emotions start to flow in it too, this is where it says your coins start to shift. And remember, I know a lot of people are probably hearing me and they're going, "What?" But I'm just saying that once you really start flowing in what you do, the value of the situation starts to change, or the importance, or just whatever you think is important, so to speak, is starting to shift and change. And I cannot get away from the fact that it looks like you yourself are going to become a teacher too. And it has to be because there's something that you're doing that is not necessarily done by a lot of people. So it's probably a new method or a new discipline. And if you're channeling with people through, Reiki, I'm just saying these things because it's what you're doing, or even something you've never thought of like acupuncture. You know, if you're able to channel whatever it is that's surrounding them, their guides, entities that may be following them, even if you can channel, you know, energy through a cup, you know, the people who were drinking out of it. However you want to do it, or whatever it is that you're doing, it says that you'll be teaching this at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that more than once, so I'm not surprised. When you said you saw that down the road, how far down the road is this?
Honestly, it doesn't seem like it's too far, because right now your cycle, your life cycle, and if you didn't hear me talking about cycles earlier, and we're going to do a whole show on cycles next week, but the cycle you're currently in is called history. And so the next cycle is actually called the hermit. And the hermit is where it looks like you're going to be changing and changing and changing and changing and changing. If you think you're changing now, get ready. Get ready, sister, because you're going to be, it's just going to be crazy, wacky, wild. And then after that is where it says that you're the high priestess in what you do. So it's probably going to be a year and a half, 2 years.
I just heard that too, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I see it happening. I definitely see it happening. But it's something that it's because I can only really comprehend what I can understand. And I know that what I've just said is kind of twice. but I can only understand what I can understand, basically. This definitely looks like it's something that is new, or at least it's something that no one's necessarily doing or teaching these days. I mean, it could be something that people have been doing, you know, since whenever, except no one has that gift or no one is using that gift because, you know, they're used to being able to just plug into something else and feel better.
I know for me, it all started like in February with the ringing in my ears one night.
Right.
And I've been just like going ever since. And I just read all these different books. I have a stack of books to read.
Right. You know, the ringing of the ears, I think people may have different theories about it, but from what I've been able to see, it's a shift in guides. And if you have a lot of guides that are coming in and coming out, and that might be why your third eye and even your crown chakra is so animated right now, you know, that's probably why the ringing is going on so much. Well, Kat, I'm sorry, you're crackling again.
Oh, I said it sounds really good. And
it is very good. It actually
is. This
is
the first time I've called in.
Well, it's really nice to talk to you. And remember, we're here every Tuesday. We are on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Psychic Nunu. And just let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, dear.
I'll sign up on Facebook. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Have a good day.
You too, dear. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we have about 45 or so minutes left. We do have we've got a caller 337 we'll be taking next. Then we'll be talking to Miss Payne, but we do need to take a brief break. And we have a caller from 502 and one from 601. Someone has hung up. So anyhow, just give me just a moment to take a brief break and just kind of get some water, and we'll be back in a moment. And remember that this is the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Caller at 502, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my goodness, that was...
I was like, hold on, I heard it beep, so I know I'm in.
Yeah, and I had to, the other person, I had to lose another person, too, and because they couldn't hear me either. Sweetheart, this is Nunu. Could I start off with your name and your birthday?
My name is Debbie Conway Haynes, and my date of birth is 6/23/81.
Okay, well, Debbie, why don't you sit back and share a question with us today?
Let me ask a question. I have to ask a question that really is in my mind. My pregnancy, like, I wonder if when the time frame I'll become pregnant, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can feel they are coming, but I'm feeling that since the beginning of the year, so I know they're coming, and then, you know, still no
right. Years,
so...
Okay.
Or baby's here right now, and I don't know yet, so...
Well, sweetie, what I need you to do is just really try to relax. I want you to just take some nice, good, deep breaths, breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth, okay? The more relaxed you are, the more our guides just kind of come forward and take over, okay? But remember, just
relax,
just breathe. Okay, all right, so what we're going to do is, hold on just a moment, I need to make sure of something here, and then soon you see, where is the baby? Hold on, if this is, let's say, October. Okay, so this is where it looks like, we'll say October, and then
just
here
September.
Later. And then, so this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and in the ninth month, it's still, where is? Hold on just a moment. My math is just not adding up. It just doesn't add up. Stagnation here. And so why don't we go backwards to September? And if we are, if we're at September, October, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then that's where, now, and then that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. So I'm going to say this. It does look like there's a child. It looks like it's a boy.
Yeah.
And here it looks like there's pregnancy in September, but it looks like there's finding out. It looks like you're finding out probably around, let's say, the third week of October. So that's my prediction. And we'll see. But like I said, I see a boy. The math just wasn't lining up when I was looking at this the first time. It wasn't lining up right. But yeah, let's say you're having a boy. And like I said, it looks like pregnancy is in September, but it looks like you should find out around the third week of October. So we'll see. Okay. So let us know. Let us know, you know, what's going on with you. Okay, Debbie?
Okay. So nothing now, right now.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's been wonderful talking to you. Let us know how you're doing.
I will.
Okay, sweetheart.
So
okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 337, can you hear me now?
Yeah, the phone had just hung up on me. I have to call right back in. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, you're sounding a little crackly, so try to stay in one spot.
Okay, can you hear me now?
You still sound a bit crackly, but could I have your name and your birth date?
Okay, my name is Tamala. Can you hear me?
Crackling. You are crackling, dear. But I can hear your voice for the most part. What's your birthday?
June 4th, 71.
Okay, that was pretty good. That sounded pretty good.
Okay.
All right, well, why don't you sit back and share your question?
Okay. I called you a few weeks ago about the area of love. Now I'm going to change it into partnerships. Do you see any kind of romantic partnerships coming up for me?
Pamela?
Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Okay. What was your question again? You said something that you – I heard you say you called a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh. I want to call about the area of romantic partnerships.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for someone now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, dear. Well, why don't you just relax, just breathe, and let's see what our guides have to say about you meeting somebody, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, dear. Okay. Well, I got somebody showing up here. For some reason, let me see something. It says missed opportunities. So this looks like this is somebody that you may already be familiar with from a little while back. Let me ask you something. And just because when I go backwards, I do see someone that looks similar, so I just want to make sure of something. But was there anyone in your life, timing when I go backwards may be a little choppy because I've got a phase of basically eight. It could be 8 years ago. It could be 8 months ago. But this person shows up with a sword, and sword in general represents discipline and structure. So he could be in a uniform. He's got distance to him as well. But anyway, there's somebody who it looks like you've known from the past. Maybe you guys were just friends, but it says it's an opportunity that you guys didn't see. Well, this person looks like he's coming around again. And honestly, it looks like it's around November time. When I say honestly, it could be faster. It could be sooner than that. But that's just in the space of when I go month by month, the person shows up in the slot of November. And it says he checks in on you periodically. But this right here looks like this is a really, really good opportunity for you to have romance. Okay? A very good opportunity for you to have romance. Now, for some reason, though, I think that in the past, you may have lost out on this opportunity because, you know, it may be someone that was your friend, but he was seeing someone else, or maybe you were seeing someone else, but he was interested. But it does look like there's another opportunity coming for you. Are you aware of who this person is?
I think so, because we kind of have some distance going on right now because we're – can you hear me okay?
You are crackling still, so –
okay. I do know him.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I want you to do is we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with you guys just like over the next couple of months. But your phone is, it sounds like there might be a high electrical thing, you know, and it's, so I don't want you to continue to strain. But let me know how you're doing, okay, sweetheart? And Pamela,
okay.
Remember to add us to your Facebook or to your Twitter and call back and beat that phone up.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Okay, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hold on just a moment, everybody. I want to refresh this this screen here. There we go. And we have Miss Payne. Miss Payne, this is Nunu.
Oh, hi, Nunu.
Hello, dear.
Hi,
I can hear you. I can hear you. Could I have your birth date and whatever name you want to be called?
Yes, my name is Paula, and the 15th of May, 77.
Okay, so Paula?
Yes.
May 15, 77?
Yes.
Okay, darling, why don't you share your question?
Yes, I just want to ask about someone. His name is Remy.
Okay. What would you like to know about Remy, dear?
Maybe the future holds for both of us.
Okay, so you want to know if you and Remy are going to be together?
Yeah, or just not necessarily even together, but what does the future hold?
That's a very broad question, Paula, because the future could hold, you know, chicken pox and, you know, a dinner at, you know, someplace. So what is your real question, Paula?
Basically, what does the future hold for us? At the moment, it's a lot iffy, but it's not necessarily a relationship, but just the development of us.
Okay, so you want to know if you guys are going to be able to be together. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, dear. Just relax, okay, and just breathe. Take some nice, good, deep breaths. Just take some nice, good, deep breaths. And remember, let our guides just jump in and take over the story of Paula and Remy. Hold on just a moment. Okay. All right, let's see what's happening here. Okay, so putting him over. Okay, we got a new beginning. Okay, hold on just a moment, okay?
Sure.
Conflict, justice, the Pope. Okay, this is tradition. So we do have a... Okay, when I go backwards. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And I'm asking you these questions because I want to make sure of who you are in this story, okay? There is a woman here and there's another woman, okay? When you and Remy first became connected, was he by chance with another woman, married or living with her?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, all right. Now, currently, and so we'll just leave, I'm going to try to leave the past behind just because there might be some things that I'm seeing that you don't know and we don't have time for all that. But basically, it says that you are going through some conflicts with him, and it also says that there's a lot of self-indulgence, and it says there's some seduction. But there's also some emotional irresponsibility being carried on here. Do you feel as if Remy is kind of, do you feel like you're bending over backwards for him? Do you feel like he's not necessarily treating you the way he was at one time? I mean, how are you feeling about him now? Because I just need to make sure if this woman is you.
Yeah, yes, basically. That's correct.
Okay, all right. Now, this is the deal. In your story, this is basically what it looks like is going to happen. It says that you win the man over, and it does look like you guys have a fresh start. So basically, it looks like things do get better. It gets to a place where you're not feeling like you're putting this stuff out like you are. I mean, it does look like things get back to, quote, normal, unquote. And there's even a point here where it looks like you guys are going to have a commitment. Okay, now this is being defined as a commitment. The reason I'm not going to say marriage necessarily is because when I look at the other side of the commitment, even though it looks like you guys are together, it looks like he's not necessarily taking care of things as far as your security. So that makes me question whether or not you're really together, like married, because it looks like he's not supporting you financially, okay? But it does look like you guys are still together. And then basically, there's a lot of happiness that surrounds you guys, and it does look like there's a point where you guys are in the same home. I mean, I have you guys as emperor and empress with each other, so it does look like you'll be in the same house. The only thing is that it looks like there's also, You know, there's so many people that are just kind of scattered in and out of this spread here, sweetheart.
Sorry, because you seem like you're aiming for something, but can I just ask you a quick question? Because this is what I've always thought. Our relationship has always been up and down. However, I believe, which I'm not sure, but this is I'm quite intuitive as a woman, and I believe that he has a connection with his ex, and every time his ex, which I don't know, gets maybe in contact with him, he kind of backs away from me.
Okay, that might be the stuff when I'm going back, when I was going back to the past, to the person that looks like that was a wife or a live-in person. You know, I mean, I'm seeing, basically when we go backwards, it looks like that situation was happening, and then they had their divorce or their separation. You see what I mean? Because our guides always give us the information we need. They always give us the information we're supposed to have. But, you know, with this question honestly looks like it's too deep for a radio show. But I'm going to tell you, it does look like you guys are going to end up together, like really together, like in the same place at some point. But remember, you're going to constantly have these issues. Probably not until the end of time, but at least over the next year and a half, it looks like you're still going to have these issues. So things are going to get smoothed out as early as next month, because, I mean, next month it says you've won him over, you've claimed your prize. I mean, it's everything seems like it's, for the most part, okay. I think it's just the day-by-day-by-day stuff that is really getting to the relationship. Okay?
Okay. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, sweetheart, Paula, remember, if you want a more detailed reading, you can add us to your Facebook or your Twitter. And it's been really nice talking to you. And remember, we're here every Tuesday. Okay, okay, sweetheart?
Thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 412, this is Nunu. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Veronica, and I was calling about what did you see coming up for me with my career. You need me to be more specific.
Well, are you looking to see Veronica Scott any promotions or any job changes?
Well, going through a job change right now, I was just released from one of my jobs. I still have my part-time job that I'm working with.
Okay. Okay.
But this has kind of freed me up possibly to just move into my own thing as well with my own practice.
Awesome. Okay. All right, dear. Let's kind of get a good, I want to kind of get a good look at like the next 4 months. Okay.
Okay.
I think that'll keep it under control for you. Hold on just a moment, dear. And remember, just relax, just breathe. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
So, the job that you've just recently left, was it a layoff?
Well, it's kind of like fired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna toss some stuff out to you just real quickly. I want you to, if you can, next week, next Tuesday, we'll be on again. And I really want you to listen to the show next week, because that show is actually about life cycles. And for the most part, I'm just going to tell you this. I can never tell anybody, it doesn't look like you're never going to be a king, because, sorry, there's no crown. You know, it's just not realistic for us to not be able to foster or basically manifest the things that we want in life. But one of the things that's really important is that we do it during the proper time frame so that we're not failing. And wherever your energy should be placed, the reason I go with this, and a lot of people go with this, is because if your life cycle is supposed to be about kittens, and I'm just using this as an example, okay, and you keep trying to bring dogs in, kittens are going to come find you no matter how many dogs you bring in. So you might as well focus on the right things at the right time so that you can actually create the world you want to have. Now, the cycle you're currently in is not, and remember, I cannot tell you you're not going to be running your own business because I actually see where you will be at some point. But the cycle you're currently in actually looks like it's still about the fight of day to day. Now, it is not actually about fighting, okay? The cycle you're currently in is actually it's actually about working, just, you know, with your nose to the grindstone, just working. And this can actually be an okay time to build something. But the thing is, this is still a time frame of conflict. So there's going to be random things that are tossed at you that looks like it may keep you from really being able to put all your energy into building what it is that you're trying to build. For example, I have an upside down king around you right now. So if this is the relationship you're in, it looks like your relationship may continue to dominate your time. Then I've got some pages, which can be kids or just other things. It looks like that's dominating your time. Here soon, it also says that it says in spite of, you know, what you've been going through, you're going back to it, which basically, that's why I was asking if you were laid off, because it looks like you may go back to the old job. But since you were let go in a way that you probably won't go back, it looks like you could just be going back just to another full-time thing. You see what I mean? Now,
this is the deal.
You do have a whole cycle that's about you creating business, you and money, because four cycles after that, it's all about finance. And I want you just to remember that. But your career, like your big business cycle. Now, remember, I understand that sometimes things happen to us that are not assigned to a time frame. However, it looks like here in about 2 years is where you're actually building your business. So you can be planning it. You can be sure as heck planning it and trying to get your money together for it, you know, because since you're working hard anyway. But it just kind of seems like this is where you have clients, and this is, you know what I'm saying. It just looks like this is really where it is. So
I'm not thinking like it's going to like pop off, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I get it. But it just kind of seems like right now it's still about your planning. But in 2 years, yes, it definitely looks like you've got your business. And then, like I said, 4 years after that is all about finance for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, things look positive, but it kind of looks like you're probably going to be going back to a job around October, okay?
Okay, yeah, and I am, I still, like I told you, I still have my other job, which was doing the same exact thing I was doing at the job that I got let go of. So I'm still working. Actually, my clients from my other job are just going to even transfer over to the job that I'm at currently. So that's going to grow, but just, you know, without having that, two jobs at the time, it kind of gives me a little bit more time to build this into my own private practice, because I'm not there yet. I still have to get my license, you know, my clinical license anyways. But I'm just building and getting experience with some other things that I want to put into the mix. So I just wanted to see, like, if it, you know, looks good down the
it
line
does.
There.
It does. No, it totally does. Yeah. It totally does. But remember, you're totally going to do it, but right now it just looks like it's one thing after another, and something takes you over, and then something else comes in, and you're like, Calgon, take me away. So, you know, during this time, try to get as much relaxation as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's so nice
so much.
Talking to you, sweetie. So nice.
Bye, daughter.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Okay. Wonderful.
Right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, we basically have time for one more caller. We do have 785, and we have a few more minutes left. So caller 785, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Could I have your name and your birth date, please?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I was just curious about my relationship. I've been in a relationship for about a year, and I was just curious where it's going to go from here.
Okay, all right. Could I have your name and your birth date or whatever you go by?
Oh, my name is Hope, and my birthday is 8/22/66.
All right, darling. Hope, if you would, just kind of relax. Take some nice, good, deep breaths. And we'll see what's going on in your love life, what's going on in your relationship. Remember, just take some deep breaths and just focus on the way you feel when you're breathing. Just let go. The more both of us let go, the more our guides just jump in and start telling your story, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay, sweetie. We got a story going on here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is the deal. Things with you guys right now look pretty good. Right now they do look pretty good. One of the things I'm kind of concerned about, though, and remember, I have to be very careful. I have to be very, very careful because I don't want to plant any seeds. But it does look like there's a point here in the wintertime where there's a lot of stuff that are going on in his life and in your life, and it's about, you know, picking and choosing priorities. And this is something that it looks like may possibly have both of you guys feeling a little slighted with each other, okay? So I think that one of the ways that we can prevent issues from happening, because the future hasn't happened, so we can always try to work on it, right? If I flip this burden card into a different direction, it means somebody that you know well. So basically, if you know that he has A and B and C that he has to fulfill, and you know that you have D, E, and F that you have to do, just come to the middle and say, look, this is going on and this is going on, and I understand if we can't see each other as much or whatever, and then you can make it out to the other side. Now, on the other side of this, it does look like you make it. It's just that you don't want to feel like I'm about to tell you next, and that's where you're bending over backwards for something. And you've got, because see, right now you show up as the object of affection, and after that it looks like you are kind of taking on a role as a caretaker and someone who's bending over backwards. You see what I mean? So what we need to do is remember that you guys do look like a great couple, but we need to make it through this hurdle. And we make it through this hurdle intact, and you guys are still able to, you know, have this wonderful, great thing going on. You know, when I get into next summer, you're still together. It actually even looks like there's a point here where I do see commitment. Now, I always tell people whether or not it's marriage or you're living together, because you show up as the emperor and the empress, you know, that's one thing, and it, because that does actually look like that's going to happen for you. However, remember, when I go backwards, one of the things that can really determine how well you guys are doing this is to make it through these holidays okay. Okay. Does that make sense to you already?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
Okay. How were your holidays before?
They were really good. We had our Christmas together, which was so wonderful. It was one of the most rewarding Christmases that I've had, because he was there and we had such a good time. And it's all about family. He had his dad there, and I had my mom there, and my kids and my grandkids. And it was wonderful. I just loved it.
Well, that's awesome. You guys were able to bring everybody together See, I was kind of wondering if maybe he had to go over here with these people and then you had to go over there with these other people. And then it was, you know what I mean? But if you're able to bring everybody together again like this, then, I mean, you're already creating, you know, tradition. You're already creating tradition. And everything else is just about you guys combining the rest of your lives together. I mean, I really do believe that this is the man that you're going to be with. My issues are winning somebody over, and the other issue is another commitment card. It's about full sharing. So, you know, I mean, I'm not worried about whether or not he'll be there. I'm just concerned about how you're going to feel in the process. Okay?
Yeah, I think it's because I have my 19-year-old daughter is living living with, because we just moved in together, is living with me, and she's trying to finish up high school because she's had some really serious health issues in the past. And
mm-hmm.
I see her as still being my child, and he sees her as being an adult. She's just turned 19, but she's still trying to do homeschooling and graduate from high school, and he's she's working and stuff, but he sees her as an adult, and I still see her as my child. And he hasn't said anything, but I can kind of feel, you know.
Right. It's kind of getting
a little tension.
Yeah. And you don't want it to get into the middle of you guys.
No.
Well, since we know the issue, you know, we pretty much know how we can fix it. Okay?
Yes.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
No problem, Hope. And remember, we're on every Tuesday. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everyone, this has been a really, really, really fun night, or fun afternoon for some people, night for others. I'm exhausted. Remember, this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. Our goal is to be on every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States, 8 p.m. United Kingdom Time. From Bill and I both, we want to thank you for coming out tonight. And remember, add us to Facebook. If you need to talk with Bill on his own, you can reach him at BillDoyle@live.com. Sorry. And you can add us both at Psychic Nunu. And Psychic Nunu is Facebook as well as Twitter. Thank you guys so much. And on the way out this evening, we'll be listening to forgiveness, the topic of last week. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Welcome to the second installment of Transcending Videos. During this video, we'll be talking about forgiveness, and you will be taking part in a meditation on forgiveness. But first, some words from Psychic Nunu.
One of the most important factors in the mathematics of inner peace is forgiveness. One of the first steps to forgiving the ones who have betrayed us is to forgive ourselves. In relationships, there will be times that we hurt each other. And in breakups, all these things come to surface. Remember, forgiveness isn't telling that person what he's done is okay. It's saying, I can't have this happening to me every day. I must remove this from my life. Acknowledging responsibility of our own actions is the first step to truly releasing resentment. I often speak to people who have been so devastated by betrayal that they are infuriated because their exes are living well. There are some things that we do that we think we're doing for the better or for the good, but actually keep us drowning in our problems. Legal issues force us to retain bitterness. Also, we are a society that's based in creation of content. Social networking systems allow us to retain bitterness by making cyber research just a finger tap away. Detach from the computer for a while after a breakup so you aren't being bombarded with information which can be potentially harmful. Distance yourself from mutual friendships. It's time to rediscover what you really enjoy doing and what you really enjoy eating. Many of us become so engrossed in our mate's lives, we forget about simple, personal preferences return to you. You can ask for forgiveness of others, but in the end, the real forgiveness is in yourself.
Now, let's take a few moments for meditation and to relax. I'd like you to get yourself a yellow candle, as yellow helps us with mental exercise. If you don't have a yellow candle to hand, then you can use a white one. So light your candle. Just take a moment to concentrate on your breathing. I want you to clear your mind. Close your eyes. Just relax your thoughts and your mind as we begin this forgiveness meditation. With forgiveness, we must firstly forgive ourselves. We need to release the weights of unforgiveness that may be weighing us down. And as we cut those weights off, we can transcend and move on with our lives. I want you to forgive yourself for letting yourself be treated where you have been. Forgive yourself for the things that are weighing you down. There is no need for you to hold on to them now. Forgive yourself for the person you used to be and feel enlightened by the person you are now. As you go through the process of forgiving, breathe it out. Breathe it out into the universe and watch it dissipate. Watch it flow away. And breathe in that universal energy. And as we forgive ourselves in areas of our life, past and present, we feel ourselves transcending, feeling lighter. The air seems clearer. Don't let that which cannot be changed weigh you down anymore. Start to forgive ourselves, and we can start to forgive others for their actions. But for now, just concentrate on forgiving you. This may take some time. Truly forgive yourself. It may take days. It may take a bit longer than that. But once you can truly forgive yourself, you will feel better. Sever those ties to the past that are no longer needed. Things that weigh on your mind. Now is the time for you to move on. If we do not take control of our lives, then someone else will.
maybe this has happened in the past. This is what we need to forgive. But learn at the same time. Power is in you, so use that power today and transcend.